As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, baby, isn't there? Welcome to our Thursday, November the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. How time flies. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is, of course, William Roberts. Always news, like to say good news. One of these days we'll have good news, but we got lots of news, got hard facts, workable solutions. We're going to talk about that today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's BecomeVocalLocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You can join into the 512 Conspiracy and call in at 512-904-8014. And join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Again, that's 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, M-O 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. We thank you all for doing so. Our call-in number, again, remains throughout the broadcast at each and every day, 866-841-1065. Please make a note of it. Precious metals recover some of their overnight losses. Equities and U.S. DX struggling. We'll talk about that in the market segment. Energy, green energy turning brown and down for producers and investors alike. We'll go there as well. I think we're going to revisit. I'm going to change my tune a little bit. We'd like to get to some August Compton positivism if we can. I might pare back some of the news. But I think I want to revisit some of the topics we discussed yesterday. Got a bunch of stuff on the browser for us. So it's going to be an interesting program, to say the least. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time found gold trading up $4.30 an ounce at $1,772.90 an ounce in the spot market. Silver this morning up 14 cents at $34.18 an ounce. Platinum up $2 at $1,628. And palladium up off a dollar at $645 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, relatively narrow band, $1,753 even. For a low, $1,776.60 off its $1,800 top yesterday. But at $1,772.90, your gold is still up $370.30 year-to-year for a 26.39% return on your investment. And that's got to be the good news on the day. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,766, right about in the middle of the spread. So they were pretty good guessers this morning. The SPDR gold shares, as we move closer to tomorrow, 11/11/11, they are up 11.65 metric tons in the last 48 hours. The SPDR gold shares this morning, that'd be your World Gold Council, the Barclays, Capital, State Street, Global Advisors, you know, Rothschilds. They claim to be holding 1,267.15 metric tons. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, we're back again here on Thursday, November the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Chuckling it up, reading the chat room. You can jump in there, too, folks, becomevocallocal.com. You want to engage in the chat room discussion, always a lively chatter going on in there. Anyway, you certainly can. Let's go back in and close out our market report again for this morning. Found gold at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That'd be an hour ago. Gold was trading up $4.30. Where it'll go today, nobody knows. Went up to 1,800 yesterday. 1,772.90, my opening bell, 9 o'clock an hour ago. Silver up 14 cents at 34.18. Platinum up $2 at 16.28. And palladium off a buck at $645. The SPDR gold shares, again, I'm keeping my eyes on it, you know. They got a really interesting little date in their prospectus, 11/11/11, and that's going to happen tomorrow on Veterans Day? No. Armistice Day. Anyway, never mind. 11/11/11, it's a big day in the SPDR gold shares, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed and hope that everything goes down fine. Yes, tomorrow, no Black Fridays, please. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, not doing too well yesterday, closed off 389 points. At 11,781, the NASDAQ closed down 106 at 2622, and the S&P 500 took it upside the head and came down 47, closing out at 1229. Things not looking too good in the equities market. Crude oil this morning, oh, it's happy. It's up $1.62 at 97.36. Everybody moving into Libya, probably. The U.S. dollar index off 44 basis points at 77.48 impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning. in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. Trade-weighted basket of currencies finds the Canadian loonie up 65 basis points. It unable to recover its parity with the U.S. dollar at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 121 basis points, even bringing out the donkey didn't get it back up into the 8-cent range. It's still trading at 7 cents. You can fill up your pockets with pesos, 13.5140 pesos per dollar. Anyway, the euro this morning up 66 basis points at $1.36. The British pound off up 45 basis points at $1.60. Spit it out there, Willie. And Swiss franc up this morning at up 79 basis points at a 111. All these ones and 11s just got my hair standing on end. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year treasuries 0.23%, the 10-year yield is at 2.05, and the 30 at 3.09 in the mortgage pit. See this continuing increase now going the other way. You can't ever get it straight. These markets are so manipulated, it's like going to Vegas. Anyway, the mortgage rates this morning, 15-year fixed rate, national average, moves up moves down just a fuzz from 3.45% to 3.38. The 30-year is kind of almost flat, moving down from 4.77% to 4.74. What's going to happen in the market? I don't know. Anyway, I just, like I say, I don't have crystal balls, and I lost my pointer for the Ouija board. Gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 51.89 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Go into the Econoday's calendar and see what we got for today. Thursday, of course, always a big day. Yesterday, we didn't have a chance to cover any of the information. The Burnett came out and spoke. The mortgage bankers purchase apps were out. We'll have to take a look at that. Wholesale trade is out. We'll take a look at that one, along with the petroleum status this morning. Of course, international trade is out. We'll take a look at that one, along with the jobless claims. And let's get to the jobless claims now. We'll come back to that in a moment. Anyway, let's jump back over here again. Hold on a second. I had a misclick there. And we want to go back up here. And hold on a minute. Let's go back to that. Bear with me for a second. So fast, sometimes this computer just flies. Here we go. Mortgage bankers application. A sharp drop in the U.S. rates during the November the 4th week, a drop tied to the debt crisis in Europe, triggering a jump in mortgage applications. Refinancing applications rose 12.1%, with purchase applications up 4.8%. This is the third solid increase for purchase apps, which is a positive indication for strength in home sales. So I came across a couple of articles this morning about letting the wolves come back in and the vultures pick over the foreclosed homes. And then there was a brief news flurry. I was trying to watch that debate last night. Couldn't find a live stream to save my butt, and I guess they weren't broadcasting it live. But anyway, I had to suffer along with that pre-debate nonsense. They gave a little blurb. But they were up there, I think it was in Detroit, going to work on the houses with bulldozers and clamshell diggers and everything, just hogging the houses into dump trucks and hauling them away. So that's what they're doing up there. But again, the sharp drop in the U.S. rates for the November the 4th week. Well, we've seen this little teeny pullback. I wouldn't say it was a sharp drop, all right? By no means. What we have seen is a continuing increase in the interest rate. So I don't know what caused this. I don't know whether it'll continue. But anyway, seems to be some movement as people stumble into the banks to try and take out loans on houses. The wholesale trade this morning, they said the inventory build is slowing as businesses successfully manage their supplies against the risk that demand growth will slow. All right? So you're looking into the Christmas holiday season, you're looking into the spring and summer months, and you're running a factory or something like that, and you're having to be extremely cautious about what you put on the shelves. I don't know, you go into the Wally World or someplace, and they're stacked to the roof, but I don't know what they're going to do with all that inventory if people don't turn out in droves to buy it. So the wholesale trade is looking interesting, but let's move right along. The EIEIO petroleum status report, of course, this morning. We're looking at crude oil at $1.62 at $97.36 $0.50 a barrel. That ought to turn people away from the gas pumps, but here's what we got. A sharp decline in imports made for a 1.4 million barrel draw in commercial oil inventories during the November 4th week to 338.1 million barrels. Oil imports averaged 8.6 million barrels per day in the week versus 9 million barrels in the prior week. Domestic production was steady at 5.8 million barrels per day. So if they shut off the income, in other words, they have this sharp decline in the imports, their production is steady from where they were before. They're drawing down out of some of their inventories. It indicates to me that, you know, the demand is pretty weak. All right. But anyway, what do I know? The production side shows sizable draws, yeah, see, with gasoline down 2.1 million barrels to 204.2 million barrels, and distillates, that would be diesel and lighter fluid and everything else, kerosene, heating oils, down 6.0 million to 135.9. Draws here reflected declining production and refineries, which operated at 82.6% for the lowest rate of capacity utilization in 5 months. All right? So we got refining capacity out the kazootie, I guess. They're not touching it, not even coming close. They're shutting down the imports. And why? Well, because there's no demand. All right? You got to have people lining up at the pumps to buy this stuff. And at these prices, we ain't buying. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so back into that economic calendar once more we go. International trade, the U.S. trade deficit unexpectedly improved in September. The U.S. trade deficit unexpectedly improved in September. But a significant part of it appears to have been related to a flight to safety to gold during September's weak financial markets. Interesting, isn't it? They hate to say this sort of stuff, but they do have to put it in the reports when it's true. The September trade gap shrank to $43.1 billion from $44.9 billion in August. The latest shortfall was narrower than analysts' expectations for a $46.3 billion deficit. Exports gained 1.4% after edging up 0.1% in August. Imports rose 0.3% in September, following a 0.2% decline the prior month. So we're bringing in a few less of these, you know, cheap Chinese plastic wrap ticky-tackies. And we're maybe exporting a few more. Well, we're not exporting the F-35 jets yet. Maybe it's rockets. Rockets to Israel. Rockets to Israel. There you go. That's what it was. That's the ticket. The improvement in the trade gap was led by non-petroleum goods. Exports of industrial supplies, that's the Mr. Clean and Comet Cleanser, I guess. Anyway, jumped $1.4 billion, with $1.6 billion coming from non-monetary gold. Is there anything that's non-monetary? What do you mean, non-monetary gold? This was likely flight to safety with demand for gold up in the month. Non-monetary gold. Well, that's what Benjamin Shalom Bernanke said. He said it is an asset, but no, it's not money. Money. No, it's not money. But it is money, but it's not money, according to the Federal Bank. The petroleum gap worsened to $26.6 billion the prior month. Now, we get most of our oil, right, from Canada. Got to keep following this pipeline project, you know, XL there. Anyway, if we're going to try and get off of our dependency on foreign oil, most of that oil is coming from Canada and Mexico, I think. I might be mistaken. I mean, the House of Saud might be able to export something, but most of that goes to Asia and Europe. For the goods component, export gains were widespread. Of course, we do also dip into the pools of oil in South America as well. For the goods component, export gains were widespread. The September increase in export of goods reflected increases in industrial supplies and materials. Industrial supplies and materials. Maybe that's be our tools and our dyes and all of the machines as they dismantled the last of the factories. $1.4 billion. Consumer goods, $0.8 billion. I'm not quite sure what kind of consumer goods we make. I don't believe we can even buy a can opener made in America anymore. Automotive, and I'm talking about the kind that has a little claw on the front and the back, bottle opener, you know. And anyway, automotive vehicles, parts and engines, capital goods, etc. A decrease occurred in other goods, foods, feeds, and beverages were virtually unchanged. So it's always foods, feeds, and beverages, and that's for the humans, other animals, and pests, right? The September increase in imports of goods reflected increases in industrial supplies and material. Boy, they've said this six times. That's enough of that article. You repeat the same thing three times and I'm out. Jobless claims, here we go. Jobless claims are edging lower in what is a positive indication that businesses are expanding their workforce. That's right, they are. You don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to expand their workforce. Initial claims for the November 5th week fell for a convincing 10,000 to 390,000. Of course, if you're any of those 390,000 that are lining up for a unemployment check, your first claim, you're probably not feeling too good. You know, in any week of the year, 10,000 people could, well, they could just die, or they could fall off the other end of the unemployment chain. Continuing claims in the data for the October 29th week are down 92,000. 92,000 have fallen off the unemployment wagon. The unemployment rate for insured workers is unchanged at 2.9%. Wow. No special factors distorted the data other than Benjamin Shalom and little Timmy Geithner, Mr. Pilgrim himself. Import and export prices. Inflation pressure from imports is easing, with import prices down 0.6% in October. You know, you'd have to take all these things and sit down and pore over them to make any sense out of them. They're just numbers to me. MBA purchase apps, well, this is the good one. Again, a sharp drop in U.S. rates during the November, the fourth week, a drop tied to the debt crisis in Europe, triggered a jump in mortgage applications, and that's the one we really need to focus on. All right, are we going to sell this backlog of homes or not? The United Nations urges green companies to help break their vicious climate cycle. Wow. Calling on the Chambres de Commerce to help out the United Nations so that they can put a tax on all of our energy use so that we can have a financing mechanism that's permanent for the United Nations, which would help the global system to take over the planet. Iwa Krukoska. Iwa Krukoska. I don't know, she probably just got over from Poland or something. Anyway, United Nations, she was writing for Bloomberg, United Nations Climate Chief Cristina Figueres called for more engagement from business that promote low-carbon strategies to help governments worldwide speed up the shift to a green economy. We're going to tell you about how that shift in green economy is going from green to brown in a minute. Almost 200 nations will meet in Durban, South Africa. Yeah, make sure that you don't go. You know, I can't go to Durban, South Africa next week. Can you? No. They had it in Poughkeepsie. I might be able to make the Germany. Anyway, almost 200 nations will meet in Durban, South Africa. That's the reason they always meet in the Southern Hemisphere like that is so that the Southern Hemisphere can plan on how to pillage, rape, and plunder the Northern Hemisphere. And they always meet in some backwater South Africa so that they can not upset the Europeans. Anyway, that's the truth. From November the 28th until December the 9th, so no one will be able to sleep well here for a while, to discuss climate protection rules for the period after 2012. So I guess the United Nations, they go up to that big black rock they got in the meditation room, and they must have put their foreheads on the rock, and they figured out that the world isn't going to end in 2012, even if the Mayan calendar does. When the current emission reduction targets for developed nations under the Kyoto Protocol expire, ironing out a global agreement is a step-by-step approach. That's called incrementalism, meaning the slow pace, that's Fabian socialism, of international policy, that's the absence of law, that's the Administrative Procedures Act, will continue, Figueres said. So she said a lot without saying a damn thing. The willingness of governments to move forward is severely handicapped unless business provides the impetus. I'll say that one again. This is the quote. The willingness of governments to move forward is severely handicapped unless business provides the impetus. In other words, unless the private community, the private sector, continues to underwrite and finance and bribe and pay off government, government just sits there like a deaf dumb bunny. She told an eco-innovation summit. An eco... People go to these things. They sign up. They get press credentials. An eco-innovation summit hosted by the Lisbon... Thank God there was a lesbian. I almost misread it. The Lisbon Council Nonprofit Policy Group in Brussels yesterday. You wonder why you don't have a voice? It's because you're not a nonprofit policy group. Here's the quote. I stand before you with a clear request. Picked up that clear stuff from Barry the Usurper. He's clear on everything, right? That's perestroika. That's like glasnost. It's like transparent, right? Oh, well, I have to pick up the tagline right after this.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Absolutely nothing like a Great Dane and a hot dog, that's for sure. UN Green urges companies to help break the vicious cycle. Let's continue this along. Talking about climate change here again. The willingness of governments to move forward is severely handicapped unless business provides the impetus. This is Cristina Figueres. In other words, they need to be sustained. All right, the government needs to be sustained. They need to be propped up. They need to be shored up. I stand before you with a clear request: help us break the vicious cycle. Help us convert it into a virtuous cycle. From a vicious cycle, help us convert it into a virtuous cycle that can empower new growth, create jobs in new sectors, help relieve poverty, and stabilize climate at the same time. Now, you just file that one away, because I'm going to give you a couple more articles. They're going to blow this one into the garbage. Anyway, the UN talk to fix a post-2012 climate agreement, which involves extending emission reduction goals under the Kyoto Accord and creating a new globally binding treaty. We don't like those globally binding treaties. Thank you very much. Under the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change have stalled amid differences between rich and developing nations. Yes, the rich will be no longer rich. If we have to underwrite the developing nations, we will be poor as churchmice. Countries including Japan and Russia have said they don't want to extend the Kyoto Treaty. Their absence, along with that of the U.S., which has never ratified the treaty, as well as China and India, would leave Kyoto without targets for the five biggest national emitters of pollution from burning fossil fuels. with a step-by-step approach to international climate will keep the pace of negotiation slow. Businesses will have to wait a little longer for the policy clarity they need, according to Figueres. At the same time, they can step up pressure on governments to implement low-carbon policies and encourage their business partners to shift to green strategies, she said. Well, of course, you know, we're all carbon here. We're all carbon here, and what they'd like to do is to implement a low-carbon policy. That's called population reduction. Go over to the Georgia Guidestones and read it and weep. The global economic transformation still needs to be lifted from a somewhat absurd dream. That's right. The global economic transformation still needs to be lifted from a somewhat absurd dream, she said. Progressive business has the power to change progressive business. That's almost oxymoronic. Anyway, progressive business has the power to change both the consumer and supplier behavior and turn it into a powerful voter support that gives policy makers a clear space in which to act. Wow, take that one apart, all right? For all of those of you that learned how to diagram a sentence, and look that one over a time or thrice, okay? Bloomberg, you can find the article up there. UN urges green companies. Just diagram that sentence. Dissonance? Discharges of greenhouse gases blame for climate change. Well, there you go. Starting off with BS, and then they turn it into hot gas. Must be reduced by at least 50% by 2050 compared with 1990 levels to limit global warming to no more than 2 degrees Celsius. Yeah. You get the T-shirt and the hat and the lapel pin for that one. Above the global average in the pre-industrial era and avoid more intense heat waves, floods, and storms, the United Nations Scientific Panel on Climate Change has said. Of course, they stopped manipulating the weather, trying to do something that the creator of the universe had working perfectly until before they started, we wouldn't be in this mess. There's a dissonance between the step-by-step approach and the urgency of science. Well, there is a difference between a step-by-step approach and the urgency of science. Science is urging us to do all manner of things, like chimeras and goats that make spider webs and all kinds of insanity. RFID chips in your food so you can follow your poops from the source to the conclusion. But there's a lot of action occurring. Companies, cities, states, investment groups, insurers, they're all moving forward. That's because they're in lockstep with ICLEI, United Nations, Agenda 21. The green movement. Companies, cities, states, investment groups, insurers, they're all still moving forward. She said the 27 European Union, nation union, is in a very important position to help craft a solution that would be acceptable for other countries. Maybe, Christina, you ought to read the news. At this point, the 27-nation European Union has assumed the position. And they are lubed up, baby. False economy. Durban needs to address both further commitments of developed parties under the Kyoto Protocol and the evolution of the broader mitigation framework under the convention while ensuring differentiated participation of developing countries, Figueres said. I have no idea how she pronounces her name, but that's pretty close. I could roll that R, but, you know, it would be a guess on my part. The International Energy Agency said in its annual report yesterday that delaying a global climate deal, a global climate deal is a false economy because for every $1 of investment avoided before 2020, an additional $4.30 would need to be spent after 2020. At the rate that the dollar is declining in value, that could happen with or without an investment. Your dollar today will probably not buy anything of $4.30 would need to buy in a few years. You get the drift? That gets spitted out there. World discharges of carbon dioxide might rise by 43%. Of course, by the other way of looking at it, they may not. Without a strong emission reduction mechanism, and even if it did, I mean, even if we did have a world discharge of carbon dioxide that rose 43%, given that I don't even know if it's accurate. Take that football field and you put a dime down there on the whatever yard line, and the surface that the dime would cover on a football field is about the amount of carbon dioxide that all of us exhale on a regular basis that the plants just thrive on when they can eat it up. Anyway, we're supposed to be concerned about this. That's what they say. Well, this is what happens, however, when you follow the green weenies into the rabbit trail. The solar glut to worsen after prices plunged 93% on rising supply. In commodities, Mark Rocha and Ben Sills collaboratively writing this one. The cost of solar cells and microchips has nowhere to go but down because of a supply glut for the commodity. They're made from a brittle charcoal color semiconductor baked in ovens at 600 degrees centigrade. That tells you how to build them right there. Polysilicone has plunged 93% to $33 a kilogram. Wow, that is cheap. Cheaper than pot in the 60s. Anyway, from $475 3 years ago, as the top five producers more than doubled output, data compiled by Bloomberg showed. $33 a kilogram, 2.2 pounds, by the way. Those extra 2 pounds is what keeps the dealers happy. Get out of there, Will. The industry next year will produce 28% more of the raw material than will be consumed, up from 20% this year. Polysilicone, here's a quote. Polysilicone is a grossly, grossly, grossly oversupplied commodity product. Yeah, he repeated it. I didn't. Said Paul Lemming. He's a follower. Director of Research at Ticonderoga Securities in New York. Quote, we're staring at years of stability where polysilicone pricing sits at something approaching the cost of production and doesn't move. So I wouldn't imagine people that are just going to be rushing in. Fools rush in, you know. And I wouldn't imagine people are going to be rushing into the polysilicon business anytime soon. As a matter of fact, the shift is squeezing margins for manufacturers led by Hemlock. I don't know if that has anything to do with Plato and Socrates. Anyway, Semiconductor Corporation and Wacker Chemie. Wacker Chemie. I guess they probably make joy juice. Solar cell makers that use materials such as JA Solar Holdings Company and SunTech Power Holdings Company drove down the cost of photovoltaics, tipping three U.S. manufacturers into bankruptcy this year. And everybody knows about Solyndra. We don't need to go there. The solar PV market has certainly reached a point where some illusions are meeting reality. About the length of the downturn in polysilicone, I simply cannot answer. So the chips are getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. They sell for a little bit less than what it costs to make them. And they're cheap. Dirtbag cheap. Now my question is, how come a solar panel costs so much? If these things are dirtbag cheap, why can't everybody have one? How come I can't get one of those things and put it on my Jeep? Anyway, could use it if I... Well, never mind, Will. Continue with this insanity after the break.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of course, if you're not in the chat room, you won't be able to partake in the muffins that are being served in there now. But anyway, let's go back into this article and talk a little bit more about cells and chips to go along with our muffins this morning. Anyway, hot cross buns, get them while they're hot. Lower polysilicon prices will have less of an effect on computer chips because while the amount used varies between different designs, the material accounts for only about 5% of the production cost on average. According to a Janardan Menon, an analyst at Liberum Capital in London, quote, there's been some impact for the semiconductor companies, but it's not anywhere like what we've seen on the solar side, he said in a telephone interview today. Price declines for products at every step in the solar supply chain triggered a 60% drop in the Bloomberg Global Leader Solar Index since February, tracking 37 shares. Led to speculation that more poly producers and panel makers may either combine, or go bust in the coming months. So we got, you know, Catherine Figueres over here, you know, telling everybody to jump on the green wagon. And then we've got the real world of business and finance on the other side that says if there isn't enough demand and the production costs get so low, they ain't no money in it. And so what's happening? Well, they got a shakeout started. Not a stakeout. This isn't raw milk. It's a shakeout. Two-thirds of the existing 66 polysilicon producers could fall victim to the shakeout that has just started. So again, you could say, well, is there crony capitalism going on here? I don't know. Are we going to need to have the antitrust busters? You know, who are you going to call? Call the trust busters? Coming out of the woodwork? I don't know. But I can say this, that the number of faces that are going to be in this market going forward, as they like to use the terminology, is likely to diminish. The total number of Chinese polysilicon producers could fall to as little as 4 over the next 3 years. About 90% of China's polysilicon plants, comprising half the country's production, may suspend production because of the price slump, according to Zichen, an analyst at the China Non-Ferrous Metals Industrial Association, which acts as a conduit between industry and government. This is this conduit that Christina Figueres was talking about, a conduit between industry and government. That could be considered fascism or just crony capitalism. Hemlock, named for a Michigan town where it is based, or it's based and owned jointly by Dow Corning and the Japanese companies Shin-Etsu Hyundai and Mitsubishi, will raise its capacity 28% when a plant in Tennessee opens next year. It's already increased 89% since 2008. And it goes on, talks about other poly makers like Wacker of Munich. Boy, the Wacker ought to get together with that lube job and they'd really have something going. Of South Korea, GCL Poly Energies Holdings Limited of China, and Renewable Energy Corporation, ASA of Norway, round out the top five makers and together had the capacity to make 131,000 tons of polysilicone last year, up from 50 tons in 2008. All right, more than 1.5 times virtually increased. I haven't seen any industry like this, said Wu Hyun Lee, a Seoul-based OCI chief operating officer, in a conference in Singapore. When the price drops so suddenly, now there is very little room for fluctuation. Well, that's it, buddy. That's what happens when you get on the green wagon. Spot prices will fall into the 20s from about 33 today and are likely to stabilize around $30. A shakeout reduces oversupply. So before you start worrying about, you know, needing a lot more extra silver to make solar panels, you might be wondering whether or not solar panels are going to be in the future. Or is it just going to go back to something like a hula hoop or whatever? Let's jump over the one more over here, see if I can find it. Here he is, Sweden. No, that's Sweden. No, here it is, U.S. wind. U.S. wind market may fall off a cliff. So we got the bottom, we got a solar glut going on in the polysilicone business, and here the U.S. wind market may fall off a cliff in 2013, Vesta's CEO says. U.S. wind turbine sales may fall off a cliff, wow, unless lawmakers extend tax credits supporting the market beyond 2012. You see, it's all out of your pocket. That's green energy. Free money. Free energy, right? Free money, said Ditlev Engel, chief executive officer of Vestas Wind Systems, AS, the biggest maker of the machines. The so-called production tax credit gives an incentive of 2.2 cents a kilowatt hour of wind power on payments by turbine operators. Markets have disappeared in the past when such relief is removed. Sustainable? Yeah, it's sustainable, all right. Free energy, unless you're the one that has to sustain it with your tax dollars or mine. Our concern is that if the PTC is not extended, that's a production tax credit, history has shown us that these markets tend to fall off a cliff. We should prepare ourselves for it. So, as everybody's tightening up their belt, cutting all their margins, raising the sewer and water fees, just to be able to finance these green weaning programs, people are flooding out of the country and Grant County is suffering. Well, that's what you get when you follow those kind of advice. Crude rises near three-month high on Europe's sentiment. U.S. inventories, this by Grant Smith. Oil rose in New York on speculation Europe's economy may weather the region's debt crisis. I wouldn't put money on that bet. As equities advanced and the euro recovered against the dollar. Euro is doing real good against the dollar. Up 66 basis points this morning at $1.36 apiece. Oil rose. Futures advanced as much as 2%, reversing an earlier decline of 0.6%. Crude fell yesterday, halting a five-day rally amid concern that the crisis is spreading to Italy and may stifle growth in the countries that use the euro. The International Energy Agency reduced forecasts for global oil demand in 2012 for a third month on weaker prospects for developed nations. Saw an article this morning on Bloomberg. Or even in Russia, they have a Occupy movement going on. There were 16 people, and the photograph didn't look like it was going to really catch on quickly. And they were all kind of furtive and looking over their shoulders like they were wondering when they would get shot. But anyway, they were going to occupy for a while. They had a couple of tents set up, all 13, 14 of them. It's quite bullish at the moment in the oil market, said Garrett Zombo, a trader at Bayerische Landesbank in Munich. But the bullish sentiment can easily turn again if we see markets crashing further due to the Italian situation. Well, you can probably see it. Crude for December delivery on the New York Merc rose as much as $1.95 to $97.69 a barrel, $100 a barrel, for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Now, they haven't even entered the refinery yet. Okay? Do the math. You got 97.36 divided by 42 equals, and then go look at the gas pump, and it tells you everything you need to know. Well, we're not out of the woods yet. Alabama's Jefferson County in the biggest municipal bankruptcy. I look for good news every morning, don't seem to find too much of it. That's the problem with globalism, you know. It don't work. It's no better than socialism ever has been, or communism. Anyway, globalism, it's just a wider branch of insanity. William Selway, Margaret Newkirk, and Stephen Church collaboratively writing this one. You see, in America now, it takes three reporters to write a news story. Anyway, got to spread those jobs around. Not many, you know. Jefferson County, Alabama declared the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history, capping a more than three-year saga that turned it into one of the biggest casualties of Wall Street's credit crisis. The move yesterday by Alabama's most populous county came after the state lawmakers failed to back a September agreement with creditors led by J.P. Morgan Chase & Company that would have reduced its sewer system debt of more than $3 billion. Governor Robert Bentley and local leaders worked unsuccessfully for 2 months to rally support for the deal. We've reached that last resort. Going bankrupt. Alabama's Jefferson County. A long time before they'll be able to buy a new Mercedes-Benz, no doubt. Well, the Republicans not helping us out either. The Republican reality check in the debate shows misfires on regulation and bailouts. I'm going to spare you this Bloomberg article, but I'll give you just a little bit here. Rick Perry stumbled when he forgot which federal departments he'd shut, while Mitt Romney and other rivals at the Republican presidential nomination strayed from the facts on regulation, auto bailouts, health care, in a debate focused on the economy. Well, like they say, facts don't lie, but the liars do.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system.
Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, November the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Always a live broadcast here. Looking at the, going back, that's the end of the news for the day. We're going to go into some other stuff now. In the first hour, covered news. Second hour, we're going to go into some other stuff. Originally, this morning, I brought out all my August comp stuff and had positivism laid all over the desk, and I kind of took a change just before the broadcast, reloaded all the pages that I had in my browser yesterday. You know, I don't mind doing guest interviews. I don't mind it. It's all right. I just generally find that the guest interviews always leave me hungry, and maybe it left you hungry, too. But anyway, we had the opportunity yesterday. If you missed the broadcast, it's in the archives. You can find it also up, link up to it on the Defend Rural America website, defendruralamerica.com. I kind of thought that Kirk McKenzie, you know, threw me a kind of a curveball there, bringing in Sheriff Glenn Palmer, the Grant County, Oregon sheriff. You know, I went up and looked at the maps and all that, and I was going, wow. What does Grant County have to do with the Klamath River Basin? Well, it really doesn't have anything to do with the Klamath River Basin, but that's not the purpose of Defend Rural America. You know, we've got the same kind of problems in counties all over this country, and we need to be aware of it. We need to defend rural America from the onslaught of Agenda 21. So anyway, I've done all this research because I was trying to figure out, well, how am I going to wind this into the story? How am I going to blend this together? And I wound up spending really just all day and all night trying to figure out how I was going to work this one out, you know. Pull my chestnuts out of the fire, as they say, and do a live interview. Anyway, in the process, I came across a whole bunch of stuff, and that's really the problem that I have to deal with. You know, people call me up from, send me emails from all over the United States, and they go, hey, we got this happening, you know, have you ever heard anything? Yeah, I've seen it all before. And so once you get to in the pipe, once you understand how this stuff comes down on you and at you, then you start to see that it's not an aha experience in every county. It's not a, it oughtn't be for listeners to become vocal local these past 3 years. It shouldn't be an aha experience when you see it happening. All right? So anyway, you know, this Grant County, a little small county. got a bunch of stuff I'll share with you in a minute. But I went up on the Grant County, Oregon homepage, webpage, and they actually have one. That's kind of cool. You know, they got a website. So I went up on this thing, and I took a look at the homepage, and I see right up in the left upper left corner, I'm just going to review the contents of this homepage, Soul West Renewable Energy Fair. And that's right, from July 29th to the 31st at the Grant County Fairgrounds. Well, there you go. Green Weenies, right there, Soul West Renewable Energy Fair. Displays, products, presentations, and great people. Yeah, that's right. Then they got an announcement. Building inspections are available from MCCOG. That's the MECCOG. And they kind of have something that's supposed to be a joke. It says, wanted, full-time clairvoyant. Apply. You know where, you know when. Reward. Job change. All right? Clairvoyant. They're looking for a clairvoyant. They're trying to see somebody that can look into the future, too. They must have lost the pointer to their Ouija board, and they're not backing crystal balls either. Then it continues. And it talks about the Grant County Surveyor. They got maps out there, so on and so forth. And then they've got a pie chart. Grant County, Oregon, jobs by industry. Well, the largest segment of jobs is government, local government. And then they've got state government. That's a pretty good size of pie. Then they got federal government altogether there. And that's about better than a third of their pie. And then they've got other services for another 2.4. And then they've got exceedingly small writing here. It says, like, leisure and hospitality, about 7%. And then they've got, it looks like, educational and health services. That's about 5%. Such tiny writing. Shame on them. Professional and business services, about 4%. That would maybe be the Chambers de Commerce. And 3%, something else over here. And it comes down, manufacturing is about 7%. It's a little tiny wedge. No wonder they're in trouble. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so if you want to take a look at this Grant County, you know, you can go up on the Internet and look around for it. It takes a little while to find the maps, but once you get on it, you can get on it. And it's a, like I mentioned yesterday with the sheriff, you know, it's a very mountainous area. It's basically in east central Oregon. It's about one tier of counties in from the Idaho-Oregon border on the far east border of and about central in Oregon, and it's very mountainous. You know, they got Strawberry Mountain there. The sheriff said 8,000. It's 9,038 feet, all right? And if there was anything I would do if I got to Grant County in my life, the first thing I would do would probably go and have a strawberry sundae. I just can't resist it. If there's a mountain someplace, I'll go climb it. 9,000 feet ought to be a pretty good little Sunday outing. Anyway, I'd love to do that. The passes in the area, Dixie Pass, is at 5,280 feet. That's exactly a mile above sea level. The Meadow Creek at 4,127. So you can see that it's pretty high up above sea level. Malheur National Forest, there's the Walla Walla Whitman National Forest, there's the Ochoco National Forest. Grant County lies well north and east of and not part of the Klamath National Forest Management or the Travel Plan. It's not in the Siskiyou National Forest. Anyway, these are just notes that I had for the broadcast yesterday. So Grant County, Canyon City is the county seat. Of course, Oregon is known as the Beaver State. It's the Beaver State, the Beavs. It's the Beaver State. You know, that's rendezvous. That's mountain men. That's making hair, you know, making pelts. Anyway, it was admitted into the Union in 1859. John Day River and the North Fork feed into the Columbia River. The Sylvies River, the south and east, goes into the Snake River. There are no sizable lakes or dams anyplace in the county. It's mostly just mountains and mountains and mountains. There are black bear, cinnamon bear, mule deer, black-tailed deer, elk, antelope, martens, rabbits, muskrats, and beavers, gray wolves, coyotes, wildcats, and panthers. Salmon, pilchard, trout, and smelt, hawks, and eagles, and buzzards, and geese, and ducks, and grouse, etc. For animal life, humans and other animals. The soil is mostly volcanic ash, decomposed lava, which is unfavorable to agriculture without irrigation. Right? Got a Chinese and Mongolian pheasants have been farmed there and released there since the 50s. I don't know whether they're still doing that or not. It's got 13 total national forests in the area. For 14,349,365 acres as of 1945. And and the Owyhee Project in the southeast provides irrigation. Predominantly it's ponderosa pine, yellow pine, larch, balsam, and Doug fir. And there's gold mining in Demdare Hills in the northeast counties along with other minerals. All right, that's just a little background on some of what we're looking at. Well, here's Grant County, Oregon again. It could be any town America, folks. It could be any rural county America. Defend rural America. John Day, these are the towns. John Day, the biggest town in Grant County. This is new news. New newsy news right off the Grant County website. Has 1,845 people in it. Prairie City has 1,110 people in it, according to the census data. Canyon City, which is the capital, or the county seat, has 675. Mount Vernon has 600, so both Canyon City and Mount Vernon are smaller than the town I live in. Seneca has 230. Long Creek has 220. Dayville has 175. Monument has 135. Granite has 30. And they're waiting for that baby to be born because they're ready to change the sign, right? They got 30 in Granite. And then in the unincorporated parts of the country, or the county, they have 2,510 people, all right? Which makes up a full third of the total population. If you look at the pie chart again, and they've got a bar graph here that you can look at as well, you'll find that the very largest segment, some $22.5 million annually, goes to local government. All right? Tiny little population here, and these people are being bent over the log there and given it for $22.5 million or more. Government, local government. State government is a huge chunk too, about another $5 million for that, and I'll spare you the rest. But that's the way that they have their money, you know, taken away from. It covers 4,528 square miles, and the elevation at Canyon City, which where's where the broadcast was originating yesterday, is 3,194 feet. The average January temperature is 30.7 degrees. July is 68.4 degrees. So if you like it cool and comfortable, there you go. Annual precipitation, 14.28 inches. It barely rains. Most of that rain gets caught up in the mountaintops, and then it floods over and goes elsewhere, I guess, or left out on the coast. It has a total population of 7,530. 6% of the land is managed by the Bureau of Land Management, and 54% is U.S. Forest Service acreage. The density of the population is 1.7 people per square mile. Overpopulation? Not in this country. All right. Grant County's five highest-paying industries. Federal government, they get $51,995. State government, $36,227. Information business is at $35,226. Manufacturing is $31,784, and local government is $30,829. But if you get in the federal government, you could be making almost $52,000 a year. The average in the state government is $36,000. And everybody else gets the hind teeny. And that's the way that goes. Well, that's not all that we can see off of this website. Trying to figure out, remember yesterday, the sheriff, good Sheriff Glenn Palmer, Sheriff Richard Max, number one constitutional sheriff pick in America, had a great opportunity to talk with him yesterday. Got a lot of respect for him, standing up like he's doing. But off this website again, remember what he said, is how do you stop it? Is there an end? Is there an end to all of this? Well, he's got problems, and he's got plenty of problems because he's up to his eyeballs in alligators. Here's the one, though, the 2009 Land Development Code. The latest Grant County Land Development Code is now published and available online from the Planning Commission's download page in MS Word format. Building permits are issued at the Planning Commission office in Canyon City. To schedule inspections, the Mid-Columbia Council of Government, this is your regional councils of government, they call it the MECCOG, assumed building code enforcement for Grant County, assumed it, from the State Building Codes Division on August 1st, 2008. Structural Mechanical Inspector for Grant County works from that office. Right. If you're going to try and build something out there, you're going to have to go through all the process. And again, we're talking about a county of rather great magnitude, some 4,528 square miles, that only has a population of 7,500. I think those people ought to just, you know, get rid of their building codes, their comprehensive plans, and their zoning ordinances, and try and eke out a living and live in freedom, as opposed to coming underneath the jackboot, the heel, of these planning groups, which is where most of their problems are going to come from. Well, they're not out of the woods yet. Let's jump over here. Oregon Emergency Management, you know, we went through that series on FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system. And as the good sheriff yesterday said, you know, he started out working as a volunteer fireman, worked his way up through the fire crews, got to be Sparky the fire chief, too. Well, that puts him right in the way of FEMA, doesn't it? We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Okay, so you can just kind of put yourself in the shoes of another guy. I always like to walk in the moccasins of another engine from time to time. And certainly Sheriff Glenn Palmer coming up and living in that area, coming back into his town and staying with it and worked his way up in the fire department and becomes a fire chief. You know, Sparky, good guy, you know, lots of volunteer fire departments and things like that all across America. And ultimately finds himself, you know, inside working with the jail. And then, by golly, then he's elected as sheriff. They've got a long history of serving people in this capacity. And that's, you know, we need to have people like that that are out there that are willing to step up to the plate. You can just imagine yourself, you know, stepping in the plate, you know, up to that plate. And you find yourself, you know, the morning after an election. Here we are, you know, the morning after an election, unless election day Tuesday. Anyway, didn't get a chance to follow that election yet. The results here, I need to get out and get a newspaper. Haven't been out yet. But you find yourself waking up in the morning, you've won the election. Well, that's what we wanted to do. That's why we signed up and filed our declaration of candidacy and ran and won. And now we're the sheriff. And what are we going to do? Well, in about, you know, an hour or so on the internet, you can find out a whole gob and a bunch about his troubles that he's dealing with out there. All right. So I went up and looked at my favorite place to go always, which is the emergency management. Oregon Emergency Management on their web page, where we find on the left-hand side here, mitigation and recovery. Of course, that's FEMA. FEMA, SEMA, the State Emergency Management Agency, FEMA Emergency Management Agency. All right. Then you've got the EMP, the seismic grants. I'm going to go into the seismic grants. Plans and training, Citizen Corps, COAM, geologic hazards, earthquakes, Homeland Security grants, NIMS. Training and exercises, technology and response, the 911 program, 911 program, search and rescue, amateur radio, Oregon Emergency Response System, that's the OERS. Then you got all of the acronyms, the CSEP and the OSFAC, local emergency managers list, grants, that's the fourth time they said grants, library related websites, case studies, best practices, and the home. Interesting stuff going on in here on this website. Oregon suffered considerable. Well, we can't catch up with it because they're going through the slideshow too rapidly there. So let's go on. Oregon Emergency Management. Mitigation and Recovery Services. It doesn't matter where you go, folks. You're going to find the same right where you are. Right in the headlines here. Purpose, disasters, declarations, recovery services, seismic grants, and contact us. Purpose. To provide oversight and administration of the OEM, Oregon Emergency Management, financial services and related funding that is passed through to local government and to manage disaster recovery activities for state and local governments in the event of a devastating emergency or a disaster. All right, Agenda 21, Chapter 7. Read it and weep. Financial services and guidance. You're always asking for guidance these days. Budget preparation and administration, financial guidance and assistance to local jurisdictions that receive pass-through federal money. You know, as the bold local people, we understand that whenever we reach out for those unearned shekels, that the shackles of control are inevitably clamped down upon them. Once you start to get into bed with the beast, system, should it be any surprise that you'd have the Fed Gov crawling all over this poor little county of 7,500 people? And the sheriff is, you know, squaring off with gun-toting Forest Service Rangers and everything. But he's into it up to his eyeballs. You know, you just can't be complicit and complacent and compliant and expect to get, you know, some kind of relief on the other side. You know, so we can come up and say, oh, look, the Forest Service has got our, you know, their jackboot on our throat. But in the meantime, make room. We need to build a bigger firehouse because we're going to have to get Sparky a new fire wagon and it's going to be a big one. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I haven't seen their building. I don't live anywhere close to there. And even though there is a little bit of relief provided by Google Earth and flying over the city, I wasn't able to pick up much for detail. But if I spent more time at it, I suppose I could. Just like they can. But let's go on. All right, let's go on. Emergency Management Performance Grants. The Emergency Management Performance Grants, the EMPG program, federal year 2011. Emergency Management Performance Grants, the purpose of the EMPG program is to make grants to states to assist state, local, tribal, and territorial governments in preparing for all hazards, as authorized by the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act. And I've referred to you this to you time and time again. This is all about FEMA's hazard mitigation program. All right? This is the basis. Title VI of the Stafford Act authorizes FEMA to make grants for the purposes of providing a system of emergency preparedness for the protection of life and property in the United States from hazards, to vest responsibility for emergency preparedness jointly in the federal government and the states and their political subdivisions. The federal government, through the EMPG program, provides necessary direction, coordination, and guidance and provides necessary assistance as authorized in this title so that a comprehensive emergency preparedness system exists for all hazards, all the way down to a plague of locusts. That's right. And then they give you the contacts. So one of the things that the good sheriff's going to need to do is he's going to need to look and see how many times Grant County in the past, I don't imagine, you know, if he's new, that the predecessors weren't involved in it as well, the prior sheriff perhaps, but how many times in the past has Grant County reached their hands out for these unearned grants in aid, and then what kind of shackles of control have been clamped on them? And if you're going to have 911, and I don't know whether they have a 911 center in Grant County or not, they might. But if they do, and they might not, I mean, it's going to be, that would be a tough county to lay out because of all the mountains. It would be really hard to get the cell phone towers to interconnect and all the repeaters. There would be a lot of towers and a lot of electricity required and stationary generators. And that high of an elevation with the possible snowfall, that would be a tough one to lay out from a radio guy's standpoint. But if they got it all set up there and they've moved forward and they have a call center and they have gone through and they've readdressed all of the lands in Grant County, like they always do whenever the 911 system comes into a county. But if they've done all of that, then it's very likely that they're going to move forward now and they have planning. Of course, we found right on the website that yes, indeed, and in fact, Grant County has got their plan. They're doing comprehensive planning. And they're also talking right there on the homepage about bringing in zoning. And you can go right to the Regional Council of Government, who very well wrote the comprehensive plan and the zoning codes. They brought in all the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts. You see, taking it from something out there in space and bringing it right down to the sheriff who spoke with us yesterday, wondering when is it ever going to end. All right? Anyway, let's continue. Homeland Security Grant Program. The Homeland Security Grant Program, that would be the HSGP, is a primary funding mechanism for building and sustaining national preparedness capabilities and is comprised of five interconnected grant programs, the State Homeland Security Program, the Urban Areas Security Initiative, Operation Stone Garden, the Metropolitan Medical Response System, and the Citizen Corps Program. Of course, they've got that Citizen Corps Program going. Together, these grant programs fund a range of preparedness activities, including planning, organization, equipment purchase, training, exercises, and management and administration, all under the Administrative Procedures Act, of course, because this is not statutory stuff. They always have to point back to the Stafford Act to get their authority. And then we'll bring in the National Incident Management System, and that's NIMS.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And as you all recall from our discussion on administrative law, you can find the archives of that if you're new this morning to the broadcast. You can find those archives in last week's broadcast. I think it was like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, or all days. Anyway, and go through that, read a considerable amount of material right from the encyclopedias to help us to come up to speed on that. But in that process, we discover that, of course, originally the administrative law is to act as a counter, if you will, to limit the powers of the executive branches that create all these agencies. Of course, that all got swept under the rug. Now we're under equity. That's a whole other story. But we have a problem when you're a constitutional sheriff and you're up against administrative agencies. you know, Constitution doesn't work there. Don't work. It don't fly in that courtroom. You know? You got a real problem running with you there. So anyway, let's continue along here. Just some of the difficulties that our sheriff, Glenn Palmer, in Grant County, Oregon, is up against as he tries to do the right thing. And as he said, bad government, bad choices, and bad decisions. He's a public servant, not a government employee. All right? He wants to be held accountable. And so in order to be held accountable, he's going to have to realize that too often we do the things that are convenient instead of the things that are needful. And we have voluntary ignorance and willful oblivion when it comes down to our specialties. And because he's been invested in time and energy for a long time in the fire department side of things, he's probably given a pass mentally to this encroachment that came in with FEMA. And FEMA has gotten into all the first responders so deep it's unbelievable. Anyway, and then we had this component. In the Oregon Emergency Management, and I'm right off the Oregon.gov website here, folks. This isn't blog talk. Welcome to the NIMS for Oregon. I came across NIMS 5, 6, 7 years ago, and it was a shock. The National Incident Management System. You know, it was Catherine Blyth's discovery of the fusion centers, and thanks to Morris Sleaze at the Southern Poverty Law Center, that helped to propel her up into, you know, headline status and gives her an opportunity to speak from time to time. And she can down there tag Texans for Accountable Government, Catherine Blyth and John Bush. Anyway, I had the opportunity of meeting her, and she followed my presentation exceedingly closely, I must add, over in Springfield at a library where I was talking about some of this stuff. Anyway, welcome to NIMS for Oregon. Each day, communities respond to numerous emergencies. That's right, emergencies. Well, remember, Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety. I call it the safety cult. Each day, communities respond to numerous emergencies. Boy, don't we have them all. I've got some more I could grab right there. I won't do it, however. There's no end to this, Will. However, there are some incidents that may require a collaborative approach that includes personnel from multiple jurisdictions. A combination of specialties or disciplines, several levels of government, non-governmental organizations, and the private sector, he said, in basic English, as an American might speak, if you can stand to listen to it for any length of time. Anyway, multiple jurisdictions. This is your multi-jurisdiction, all-hazard, natural hazards and man-made hazards, your multi-jurisdiction, all-hazard preparation system. Oh, my goodness. A combination of specialties or disciplines. The National Incident Management System, or NIMS, provides the foundation needed to ensure that we can work together when our communities and the nation needs us most. Think fusion center in the background of your mind there. But think beyond that. The fusion center is kind of like a all interoperable, interconnected, and interdependent data center. NIMS is on the ground. You see, once you give up your county to the hazard mitigation planning system, once you get your county's emergency operation, the EOP plan down, which you have to do, to take this grant money, to qualify for this pipeline of free money, and fire trucks, and breathing apparatus, and entry team equipment, and, dragon skin body armor, and, used tanks, personnel carriers, half tracks. You've seen them all up on YouTube. They're out there. And if you want to get in the pipeline for all that stuff, though, you've got to go through this trail. And this NIMS Center, we saw that down in Katrina. I brought it out during the time, not 5 years later looking back, no, during the time of the Katrina disaster. Remember when Dark Cloud or Dark Star or the fellow that was on the air a lot with Mike Chambers on his broadcast late night? Anyway, when that was all going down, I said correctly that what you were watching was a training exercise an example, a demonstration of FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system in process. So this idea of the NIMS again, NIMS ultimately, once the county has exhausted all of its resources and it appeals to the, or you could say once a city has exhausted all of its abilities and resources, it appeals to the county. The county then appeals to either a region or to the state. The state then makes its appeal to FEMA headquarters in Washington, D.C. And then when that doesn't do the trick, they appeal to the international community, and the U.N. Blue Helmets came in to Katrina, remember? Came into New Orleans. So let's go on a little bit further here. The National Incident Management System, again, provides the foundation needed to ensure that we can work together when our communities and the nation needs us most. NIMS integrates best practices. Now, that doesn't make any difference whether you're doing, you know, sustainable gardening or sustainable farming or sustainable animal husbandry, or whether you're implementing the core standards for your, you know, local school district. It always falls back on best practices, lessons learned, best practices, into a comprehensive, standardized framework that is flexible enough to be applicable across a full spectrum of potential incidents, regardless of cause, size, location, or complexity. I remember yesterday our good sheriff was talking about how the understory of the forest is just loaded. They call it fire loading. It's just loaded because they can't work the forest, because the Forest Service, working collaboratively with FEMA, are trying to push the area into a hellacious burn zone so they can get more grant money funneled into here so they can take complete control of Grant County. Anyway, that's how it works. Once you exhaust all of your abilities, then in comes NIMS. And they have the software. They have the software. Once you get your emergency operation plan together, you get your NIMS software package and your computer station, and then you can connect in to the National Incident Management System and your regional fusion center. NIMS provides a consistent framework for incident management at all jurisdictional levels, regardless of the cause, the size, or the complexity of the incident. So if you get a Class 5 tornado or F5 tornado comes through Joplin, Missouri, don't be surprised when you see the NIMS meat wagons showing up on site. All right? Building on the Incident Command System, that's an ICS, Incident Command System, NIMS provides the nation's first responders. Remember 9/11? Remember 9/11? They had FEMA in place there night before. They were ready. They were ready. They didn't know when that attack was going to happen, but boy, it did, and they were there. They were ready. It's hard work. It's real hard work. NIMS provides the nation's first responders and authorities with the same foundation for incident management for terrorist attacks, natural disasters, and all other emergencies. And you know the way we find that in Agenda 21, that's written in Latin, inter alia, among others. NIMS requires that the ICS be institutionalized and used to manage all domestic incidents. All, notice the language here, all Oregon jurisdictions receiving preparedness funds or receiving direct benefits from these funds must be NIMS compliant. That's why we've become vocal local. We know that our silence implies consent. We understand that this whole system, this whole beast system, sits on the back of voluntary compliance. And how do you become a voluntarily compliant town, city, county, or state, or Grant County Sheriff? You receive those funds. And what did our sheriff say the other day? That they see the same thing happening in Grant County with their schools, their city government, the county, state government, etc. All right? It's all out of, the only thing that's out of control here is the federal government. But the problem that they're having is that they're having to borrow money from the county in order to finance all of these things that they've built. Well, we'll continue along that thread for just a bit more on the other side.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today. Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know, living as we do here in the Show Me Showdown Showdown State, the Show Me State, we live in the heart of America. And so whenever I have a guest interview to do on the coast, I've always got a distinct advantage. I've been up for hours and they're just reaching for their coffee cup. And unfortunately, in yesterday's broadcast, some of the very best material came out right after the show ended, as our chef was really starting to swing the bat well. Anyway. It was unfortunate, but we'll have him back again. This is not going to go away. This is no slur on Grant County. Certainly no slur on Sheriff Glenn Palmer. If Sheriff Richard Mack counts him as one of the most constitutional sheriffs in his roundup, I'd have to say that he probably is. But if you want to know what the problems are, this is the sort of thing that we'll do. You know, and as we've got eight counties, or nine, or maybe even ten, that are coming together in this idea of coordination, which I still need to study more on. I've got a good friend, Pete, who could probably help me with that. But they come up to speed of this idea of coordination, not to build a region, I hope. I'm not a fan of regionalism. Not to go abraz or wash away, you know, county borders and stuff like that, but to get together collaboratively. Maybe I need to talk to a little bit to Terry Hall, Texas Turf. They put together quite a thing there. Maybe bring in Amanda Teagarden into this discussion as well. But anyway, if we're going to help these people out at all, we're going to have to be honest about it. I mean, they have bought their chains of tyranny, and now they're going to have to try and respond to that. You cannot continue to go like a John to the whorehouse, and or the other way around, the whore in the whorehouse, and deal with the Johns and take their money, and not expect to get mistreated. Be as polite as I can on the air. So we'll jump over to the Forest Service, where again we find in Oregon there are quite a number of forests, but the Nalhur, the Ochoco, and the Walla Walla Whitman came up either interlapping or overlaying portions or all or portions of Grant County. So they've got three national forests in that county to deal with. And that's tough because every one of these national forests has their own forest ranger and their own forest headquarters, usually, or a forest supervisor. And those supervisors can be very challenging to deal with. So the Malheur National Forest, as we said, will soon be seeking public comments on its access and travel management plan. This is an older posting on their website. Access and travel management update out in July of 2011. And it's too late. But listen to the wording here. Why is it so important for us to be ever vigilant? Why is it necessary to be Johnny on the spot? Well, because they put this thing out, and they don't have a date here for when it was posted. They don't have a date here when it was posted. But they have a comment period. All right? And we went in and we looked at administrative law, and we saw that everything had to be posted, in the Federal Register, the Code of Federal Regulations. And we go back and remember what we talk about all the time, this revelation I had so long ago, as far as there was an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. So you get into this codified, and you got the Code of Federal Regulations, licensable, regulated privileges. Comment period. So they're going to come in. They're looking for comments. It says here, the Malheur National Forest again, and you can put it in any forest at any time, will soon be seeking public comment. Now, it's those public comments that impact this system, and it's important to understand that. On its access and travel management environmental assessment. And when you see something like that in the newspaper, you pay attention. And you go to the meetings, and you get involved immediately. Why? Well, comment period. For the EA, the environmental assessment, provides the public an opportunity to make their concerns known prior to the forest making a decision. The 30-day comment period starts. 30 days. You've got to get in there right then. The 30-day comment period starts with the legal notice in the Blue Mountain Eagle and the Burns Times Herald, which is why, how appropriate, the Burns Times Herald, Burns Times, Grant County, timber area, dry timber. Why do we look at the local newspapers? Because it's your local newspapers that gives you all the lowdown on what's coming and going right where you are. Now, you don't have to get the hard copy. You can go up on some of their websites. But the legal notices and the small notices and the fine prints may not be there on the Internet. So I always like to get the black and white, as Hal Anthony says, in my eyes, by going and spending a quarter and getting the newspaper. Well, today it's 50 cents. Those who provide substantive comments. Now, substantive is important. I mean, there's many different ways you can interpret that word. But those who provide substantive comments by the close of the comment period will be eligible to appeal the decision. So whatever the Forest Service says, they're now the legal positivists, whatever the Forest Service says, it has the force and effect of law unless you happen to be Johnny on the spot, paying attention, becoming vocal local, being part of the 1% who are actually awake in this country. You know, Thomas Paine and his common sense to stir up the pure, the powerful, the positive minds of the 1% so that they could have a revolution. It's not the 99%. They're like the also-rans, all right? It's the 1%. So if you're going to be in the 1%, you're going to pay attention to the newspapers. You're going to find out what's happening because that other 99% is counting on you. All right? The 99% is counting on you. They haven't a clue. They're asking, you know, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase to redress their grievances. Wrong place, wrong doorway. They depend upon you. They don't have the guidance they need to have in order to be effective, and they're far too few to ever consider themselves to arrogate unto themselves a title of 99%. Balderdash. Those who provide substantive comments by the close of the comment period will be eligible to appeal the decision. The appeals, the appellate courts. The appeal must state how the decision violates law, regulation, policy, or how the responsible officials failed to consider substantive comments. Now, you see, if you happen to be a constitutional sheriff and you're trying to work under statutes or regulations or policies, you're in the wrong venue. You're going to have to take it to the right court, and you're in the wrong court with the Constitution. You know, you're under administrative procedures. It's municipal stuff and other things. When the travel, and we need to get maybe Eddie Craig to visit with us a little bit, or Barbara Stevens, or Randy Kelton, or Alfred Adask, or Ralph Winterode, so that we could all come up to speed. Or you can just go find their websites and listen to their broadcasts. When the Access and Travel Management EA, Environmental Assessment, is available for comments, information on how to provide comments will be provided to the public. Now, let's jump forward. U.S. EPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA. This is a very important place to go, all right? www.epa.gov/compliance/NEPA. NEPA, N-E-P-A. The National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, requires federal agencies to integrate environmental values into their decision-making process by considering the environmental impacts of their proposed actions and reasonable alternatives to those actions. It requires federal agencies to integrate environmental values. Values. How do you feel this morning? What do you think? How do you feel? How's your emotion basket doing today? And who are all the people that bring those environmental values forward? Why? It's the Bugs and Bunny people. It's all the green people. Why? Because they're organized, you're not. And that's why they keep triumphing, because they're organized, you're not. Although there is more opposition being raised on a daily basis. To meet the NEPA requirements, federal agencies prepared a detailed statement known as an Environmental Impact Statement, an EIS. You can also have a short form EIS, which is a determination of non-significance, and that's what you really want. But if you have to go to the full meal deal and pull out an environmental impact statement, prepare to take your checkbook out, because whoever's going to write it is going to charge you a fortune. EPA reviews and comments on EISs prepared by other federal agencies at your tax expense, maintains a national filing system for all EISs, and so you can go back and look at that database. And you can look at comparable EIS situations, environmental impact statements, wherever they may have occurred in the system, and use that as part of your arguments, and assures that its own actions comply with NEPA. Well, as you can see, it's a big, big story, baby, and it's a lot more than just following the Constitution. Back again tomorrow. Hope you will be, too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.